message.
We've all been there before. That sinking feeling as we prepare to have a difficult conversation with someone. Our hearts start racing, our palms get sweaty, and our minds spin with how to best approach the tricky topic at hand. Whether it's giving tough feedback to an employee, navigating a conflict with a partner, or discussing an uncomfortable subject with a friend or a family member, difficult conversations are an unavoidable part of life. Now, while it's tempting to avoid these moments altogether, running from them often leads to bigger problems down the line. The good news is that by proactively developing skills for having difficult conversations in a thoughtful and productive way, we can drastically improve our communication skills and our relationships. Now, before going into a difficult conversation, it is important that we work on cultivating an empathetic mindset toward the other person. Remember, they are a human being with their own perspectives, their own experiences, and emotional landscape. So try to have compassion for where they are coming from, even if we disagree with their position. When we lead with empathy, we set a collaborative tone that can make the other person more receptive to our viewpoint. Rather than entering the conversation with the aim of proving our viewpoint or winning, approach it with a posture of curiosity. Seek to understand the other person's perspective as fully as possible before shaping a response. So ask open-ended questions that invite them to explain their stance without holding any judgment. The more we can truly understand where they are coming from, the better equipped we will be to formulate a response that resonates with both of us. Now, the language we use, that has a powerful impact on how that message is gonna land. So avoid accusatory phrases that put the other person on the defensive, such as "you always" or "you never." Step away from that "you" word. Instead, use "I" statements to explain how particular situations or behaviors make you feel without assigning blame. For example, "I feel frustrated when X happened because Y." Now, this makes it more about sharing your perspective than attacking the other person. Difficult conversations can quickly become heated if one or both parties gets flooded with intense emotions. So if you notice yourself getting flustered or shutting down, hit the pause button. Take a few deep breaths, grab a glass of water, or suggest taking a break. We have to give ourselves permission to self-soothe in the moment to prevent us from saying something that we may regret. Now, one of the most effective tools for disarming defensiveness and making the other person feel truly heard is validating their perspective, even when we disagree with their stance. We can say something like, "I appreciate you sharing your point of view on this, and I can understand why you might see it that way given, you know, X, Y, and Z." People do not need to agree in order to feel understood. So when addressing a difficult topic, vague generalities tend to go in one ear and out the other. So if you want to drive your point home in a way that lands, you have to get very specific. We are surrounded by diverging viewpoints, competing interests, and high-stakes situations that demand nuanced dialogue. Learning to navigate difficult conversations with skill, it is one of the most vital leadership competencies in today's world. When we lean into these pivotal moments with a mix of empathy, candor, and pragmatism, we are primed for success. Sometimes the only thing that is standing in the way of a productive day is avoiding a much-needed conversation.